From NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered's Plus One podcast. I'm Robin Hilton, and today on the show, we've got a conversation with Sean Lennon. His latest collaboration is with Primus bassist and lead singer Les Claypool. Together, they call themselves the Claypool Lennon Delirium, and their new album out today on ATO Records is a collection of these very trippy psychedelic space jams called The Monolith of Phobos. Most of the songs on this record are very celestial. There are these meditations with surreal lyrics about space exploration or drug use. But there's one track that stands out because it is a very personal reflection from Sean Lennon about his memories of Michael Jackson's pet chimpanzee, Bubbles. The song is called Bubbles Burst. Here's a little bit of it. Now, Sean Lennon and Michael Jackson were friends, and as a child back in the mid-1980s, Lennon spent a lot of time at Michael Jackson's Neverland Ranch, and it was there that Lennon met the chimpanzee Bubbles. The song Bubbles Burst itself is very plainspoken. It's just a description of how Jackson acquired Bubbles and what it was like living at the Neverland Ranch. But there's also a new video for the song that makes it all seem a lot more unsettling. Noel Fielding of the UK show The Mighty Boosh portrays Jackson, and he does it in such a wildly exaggerated way that he makes Jackson seem almost grotesque or demented, like he's completely insane. As the video unfolds, he tries to convince Bubbles to take a bath with him, to be his friend, and to share candy together. So for this week's Plus One podcast, I spoke with Sean Lennon about how he came to write Bubbles Burst and how he wanted people to feel when they see this video.
For me, I think it's important that even if people don't believe me or are angry about the way Michael's portrayed in the video, that the truth is my intention is very sincere and harmless, and I'm just making a song. I'm not like trying to take him out or anything or put him down. I was just kind of like having fun and trying to talk about an odd situation in a way that makes it art. The idea of like Childhood's End and Bubbles Burst was using the metaphor of a chimpanzee who's fun when he's a toy, but then when he gets old, like, things get too real. Using that as a metaphor for my life and specifically, you know, a feeling that was hovering in around when I was hanging out with Michael.
Yeah. Well, tell us how you came to know Bubbles and what you remember from that time.
Well, I met Bubbles at Michael's house. It was during a time that I was shooting a video, a prolonged, protracted video called Moonwalker for Michael. And, I mean, it was really protracted in that it wound up going for almost a year. I think I had to leave school and I had to be, like, tutored on set in a trailer. I got to hang out at Michael's house a lot, and that was when I met Bubbles. And it felt like I was, you know, in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory or something, going up to that house. There were Model T Fords driving around and, you know, recreations of, like, old streets. And it just felt really surreal and fun. And I think I met him in an arcade. At least I say that in the song. But there was a big arcade with video games, and that's where a lot of people my age like to hang out. And I remember running into Bubbles there. And, you know, I'd say we became friends because I wanted to hang out with him a lot. And it was just surreal. I figured I'd write a song about it because sometimes when I tell people stories about my childhood, they look at me kind of like, wow, that's really crazy. And then I started to realize that maybe those stories would make fun songs. So that this Bubbles was kind of the beginning of that.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what compelled you to write this song now.
Well, I was telling Les about it, and we were talking about song topics, and it just seemed like it fit in with the theme of kind of trippy narratives that our record has. And, you know, I thought it would be interesting to write about something that actually happened. I don't know. It just felt right. I think I sort of resisted much of my life talking about those kinds of stories because they just seemed so hard for me to figure out how to translate them or relate them.
Yeah.
And I just thought it was an interesting metaphor for kind of what happened to a lot of Michael's friends who were my age. You know, it felt like there was something odd going on, and I still don't know what. Nothing ever weird happened to me in an illegal way, but it just, the whole place seemed like I was in some sort of Peter Pan fantasy land, and there was a sense that when Bubbles got too old, he had to be gotten rid of, you know, because chimpanzees turn into angry adults or dangerous adults. And it just felt like that was kind of something I could relate to in terms of the whole situation out there. Because kids, obviously, there was something Michael liked about hanging out with kids. They're so innocent and fun. But then when you become an adult, it kind of felt like you were a chimpanzee, you know, too old to play with anymore, you know?
It makes me think of the line you said. There's a line in the song where you say, "We didn't understand dancing with Peter Pan." I assume you mean Michael. What would be the result when we turned into young adults?
Yeah, because we didn't realize that it was neither, nor Bubbles nor I realized, you know, that getting older was gonna make us less viable playmates, you know.
Yeah.
And there was something kind of sad about that.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I wasn't trying to judge the situation in a positive or negative sense. I just was trying to explain, like, what it felt like.
Well, so you've got a guy portraying Michael Jackson in the video, and I don't think it's a stretch to say that it's not a terribly flattering portrayal.
Well, I don't think that creepiness is insulting. I just think it's more fun. I think the video is like it's a parallel dimension, and it's a dark kind of comedic manifestation of something that comes more out of the song and not out of real life. So it's like a reflection of a reflection. But of course the whole story has a darkness to it, you know. I don't feel like the representation of him isn't, I mean, as a visual poem, I think it kind of represents something real. You know, he was very lonely and he was weird and he had weird interests and he was in this kind of, you know, Peter Pan universe that he'd created, a bubble for himself, you know. And there's something dark about that, you know. There's something sad about it, at least. And that's all I was really trying to get at. He just was, I don't know, not to, like, overly aggrandize my song, but I feel like it's kind of captures that feeling a little bit.
Sean Lennon talking about his latest collaboration with Primus bassist and lead singer Les Claypool. They're calling themselves the Claypool Lennon Delirium. Their new album out now is The Monolith of Phobos, and it includes this song, Bubbles Burst. Here it is in its entirety. You can watch the video for this song on our website. Go to npr.org/allsongs. From NPR Music, I'm Robin Hilton. It's All Songs Considered.